The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Avoyim, we're going to be learning the halachos of bracha rishona, the bracha made before fruits and vegetables, whether it's ha'etz, ha'adama, or sha'akol. Let's see halacha ches. Asavim hagdelim me'elehem b'lizriya. Herbs that grow on their own without any planting. An herb that grows without cultivation. It grows wild. Af al pi shehem ru'uyin le'echol chayin. Even though they are able to be eaten raw, they're edible in their raw state. Vafilu bishlam v'hu ma'achol chashuv. Even if you cook these herbs and you made it to be a significant dish, become welcome nevertheless. Kevin she'ein zorin osam, because they're not cultivated, they're not planted deliberately. Ein chashuv v'pri, they're not considered to be a fruit. Umavarchan olav shehakol, the bracha would be shehakol. If a person would eat herbs that grow wild, because they're not cultivated, they're not considered to be peros, they're not considered to be fruits because they grow wild, and therefore the bracha would be shehakol. Aval salad v'kedome, however, salad, which is similar to the English word salad, he's referring to something which is like a lettuce, shenizra, which is cultivated. If you have a cultivated herb, which is grown deliberately, mevarchan olav bari pri ha'adama, the bracha would be bari pri ha'adama. If you cultivate this herb, plant it deliberately, then the bracha would be ha'adama. V'gam ba'asavim hagdelim me'elehem, and even by a herb which grows on its own, which grows wild, im yesh b'hem peros chashuvim, if it has peros, fruits that are considered to be important or significant, k'gon yagdis or malinus, according to some translations, malinus is like a raspberry, mevarchan aleihem bari pri ha'adama, the bracha would be bari pri ha'adama. So the Kitzur is saying the following about herbs that are grown without cultivation. If they are considered to be unimportant, if they're considered to be insignificant, not important, the bracha would be shehakol. If they're considered to be important, like these berries, the bracha would be ha'adama. And if it's deliberately cultivated, then it would be ha'adama, because it's like any other pre-ha'adama, any fruit that grows from the ground, which is planted deliberately. If you look in the website of Kitzer 365, there's an article about the bracha on raspberries, more about the bracha on raspberry. So let's see now halacha tes. Davar she'eno ikra pri, something which is not the main part of the pri. Eno chashuv kmo ha'pri atzmo, it's not as important as the pri itself, as the fruit itself. The Kitzur is saying the following. If there's different parts to a plant, to a fruit tree, some are considered more significant than the others. So the significant parts of it would get the bracha of ha'etz. And the insignificant parts would not get that bracha. The Kitzur will explain what bracha they would get. So something which is not the ikra pri, not the main part of the fruit, does not get the bracha of the fruit. Ela yored madrega achas, it goes down one level, as the Kitzur himself explains. Shim hu eitz, if it's a fruit tree which the bracha is ha'etz, mevarchan al ha'tafel bari pri adama, one would make the bracha on the insignificant part, the less important part, bari pri adama. V'imhu pri ha'adama, and if the main fruit is a pri ha'adama, fruit from the ground, that one would make the bracha bari pri ha'adama, mevarchan ala tafel shehakol, one would make the bracha shehakol on the insignificant part. So whenever you have an ikar pri, the main part of the fruit, and the tafel to the pri, the insignificant part of the fruit, the insignificant part always goes down one level from the main part. If the main part is ha'etz, the insignificant part is ha'adama. If the main part is ha'adama, the insignificant part would be sha'akol. The Kitzur gives the following example. V'lachein ilan tzlaf. Therefore, on the tzlaf tree, which he says in Yiddish is kepernboim, which is a caper bush, which has many parts to it, as he'll explain, sheha'olin shalo ru'in l'achila, that the leaves of this caper bush are edible, it has edible leaves, v'yesh ba'olin k'mo tamarim boltim, and among the leaves there are berries that are similar to a date that are sticking out, that are protruding. So you have leaves and berries in the caper bush. Kuma ba'olin shal arava. Similar to the leaves of an arava, occasionally one will find among the leaves of an arava, you will find berries. The avionos hein ikra pri. The avionos are the main part of the pri, that's the most important part to the caper bush. The kafrisin hena klipa shesoveva pri. The kafrisin is the peel around the fruit. So there's four parts to the caper bush. The olin is the leaves. The tamarim is like a date or a berry. You'll find among the leaves. The evionos is the main fruit. And the kafrisin is the peel around the fruit. The Kitzur explains what kafrisin are, which is the peel around the avionos, the peel around the main part of the fruit. Kumo kalipos ha'egozin, that the kafrisin is similar to the peel you'll find on a nut. Sometimes on a nut you'll find something which is not the nut itself. You'll find like a peel which is edible, v'roi gamkin la'achila, that peel is able to be eaten. So what's the halacha? Al ha'avionos shein ikra pri. On the avionos, which is the main part of the fruit, the main part of the caper bush, mevarech bori priya eitz. He makes the bracha bori priya eitz. Va'al ha'olin, and on the leaves. Va'al ha'tamaros, and on the berries. Va'al ha'kafrisin, and on the peel around the fruit. Bori priha adama. He'd make the bracha bori priha adama. The Kitzur is saying that the caper bush fruit, the main part of the caper bush fruit, is ha'etz. Everything else which is secondary, the leaves, berries, and klipa, the peel, go down one madriga, one level, and therefore they get the bracha of ha'adama. The Kitzur continues. V'chin avrode rosenblätter. On you have a rose petal, rose leaves, that there was a edible dish made from rose petals. Shenirkechu bedvash v'tzucker, that they're mixed with honey and sugar. They would take rose petals and sweeten them with honey and sugar, other things to sweeten them. Mivarchin bori pri adama, we would make the bracha bori pri adama on the rose petals. Afal pishik deilim v'ilan, even though they grow on a tree, that the rose bush is considered to be a tree. It stays from year to year. And halachically, the rose bush is considered to be a tree. Nevertheless, the rose petals will not get the bracha of ha'etz, but the bracha of ha'adama. Mipnei she'enan ikur ha'pri, because they're not considered to be the main part of the fruit. The Mishnah Berurah explains this a little bit more, that the main part of the rose bush is the seeds, and the petals is considered to be secondary. It's a secondary, so to speak, fruit on the rose bush, and therefore the leaves would be ha'adama, even though the rose bush itself is a tree. The leaves are considered to be secondary, and if one made an edible dish with them, he would make ha'adama. V'chein klipas paramansin. Paramansin is an orange. So the klipas parmatzen is an orange peel. It's a peel of an orange, which some people would eat. They would make a candied orange peels. Shenirkechu bedvash v'tzukr, that they were mixed with honey and sugar. Mevarchin alehem bori pri adama. The bracha on the orange peel would be bori pri ha'adama. I just want to elaborate on this last point about the orange peels. The Kitzur is saying over here that if you have something which there's a main part to the fruit and a secondary part to the fruit, the main part of the fruit, if it's ha'etz, the secondary part would be ha'adama. If the main part of the fruit is ha'adama, the secondary part would be shahakol. So let's talk about the orange peels. So the orange itself is ha'etz. The orange peels would be ha'adama because they're considered secondary. Similar to the halacha, the Kitzur was saying with the tzlaf, with the caper bush, that the evyonos, the main fruit, is ha'etz. And the other parts to it, the kafrisin, which was the peel, the alun, which is the leaves, and the tamarim, which was the berries, they were all ha'adama. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a different psak, different halacha in terms of the bracha on orange peels. I just want to introduce another concept over here. Again, the concept that we're talking about so far is if you have something which the fruit has the ikrapri, the main part of the fruit, and the tofel, the secondary parts of the fruit. There's another concept, which we'll see a little bit more in halacha yud. If this is something which is lo nati adaita zahachi, if this is a part of the fruit which is not planted for that part of the plant. The Gemara gives an example. If you'd have a date tree, you have a part of the date tree which there's a branch, something that is a potential branch. It's a soft part of the date tree, and it eventually grows into a branch. And normally, that's not taken off. Gemara calls that kura, edible soft part of the date tree. The intention of planting a date tree is not to get the kura, this soft part of the date palm, because it eventually hardens into a branch, and normally people don't destroy the branches of a date palm. So the Gemara says this concept, if it's lo nati adaita dahachi, if that part of the plant, when one plants the plant, he doesn't plant it for that specific part of the plant. If it's lo nati adaita dahachi, if it's not planted for that purpose, then the bracha would be shahakol. Similar to the halacha we had in halacha ches, if something grows wild, it grows on its own, the bracha would be shahakol. So also, if something is not planted for a specific purpose, that when one planted the fruit, he didn't plant it for some other part of the fruit, if it's lonati daita tohochi, if it's not planted for that, it would be shahakol. So Mishnah Berurah suggests, and he says this la halacha, he says this in halacha, that the orange peel, it should be shahakol, shabacha be shahakol, because it's not planted for the orange peels. The orange tree is planted for oranges. The orange peels, it's not planted for that purpose. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down three different opinions about the orange peels. He brings them down an opinion like the Kitzur, that maybe the orange peels is ha'adama, that it's a pre, it's a part of the fruit, just not the ikar pre, just not the main part of the fruit, maybe just a secondary fruit. So that's one possibility. Maybe orange peels should be ha'adama. Maybe they should be shahakol. Maybe they should not even be ha'adama, just shahakol, because it's not planted for the peel. And he also brings down the possibility, maybe the orange peel should be ha'etz. The Mishnah Berurah says that the halacha is one should make shahakol on the orange peel. B'diyeved, once he made the bracha ha'adama or ha'etz, he wouldn't go back and make a new bracha on the orange peel. But l'chatchila, ideally, one should make the bracha shahakol, according to the Mishnah Berurah, on an orange peel. So therefore, we have a difference of opinion. The Kitzur is saying the orange peel is ha'adama. It's considered a pre, it's considered a fruit, but just not the main part of the fruit. So according to the Kitzur, the orange peel is ha'adama. According to the Mishnah Berurah, the orange peel, l'chatchila, ideally, is shahakol, because it's not considered to be a fruit at all. It's considered to be a byproduct, which doesn't have halachic status of a fruit at all. So let's continue in the Kitzur. Again, in the Kitzur system, if you have the peel of a fruit, the peel would be considered to be a fruit, just not the main part of the fruit, and therefore would go down one madriga, one level. If the main part of the fruit is ha'etz, the peel would be ha'adama. Therefore, on the orange peel, it would be ha'adama. So the Kitzur says, V'al klipos kishuin shemetagnin bedvash betzucker, on the peel of a cucumber, which is fried with honey and with sugar, mevarchen aleihem shehakol. One would make the bracha shehakol on the peel of a cucumber, that the peel is considered to be a secondary part of the fruit, and therefore, since the cucumber itself is ha'adama, the peel of the cucumber, even though it's made edible with these sweeteners, with honey and sugar, would be shehakol. You go down one madriga, one level from the main fruit. If the main fruit is ha'adama, the peel is shehakol. The Kitzur continues, V'al ha'sharvitin me'akitnius, on the pads of peas. You have a pea pad. So what's the bracha of the pea pad? Shezorin b'sadus, that they plant them in the fields. That it's not from a garden, it's more from a place outside of the immediate houses. It's from out in the fields. Afal pi shehein misukin, even though they're sweet, they're edible, the pea pods are totally edible. Im ochlan below akitnius, if you ate them without the beans or the peas, mevarchen aleihem shehakol. One would make shehakol on pea pods. The Kitzur is saying that the pea pod is considered to be secondary to the peas, even though they're totally edible. The pod is considered secondary; it would be shehakol. The Kitzur implies if one was eating the peas also, if he's eating peas with pea pods, then the pea pods would be potter; they would be exempted by the bracha on the peas. If you made hadama on peas also, the hadama of the peas would exempt the pea pods; they would be tofel; they would be secondary and exempted by the bracha to the peas. But if one was eating just the pea pods, if he wasn't eating peas, the pods are considered to be, they're not the ikar pri, they're not the most important part of this plant, and therefore they would go down one madriga, one level, they would become a shehakol. The Kitzur continues, Ve'ele shezorim beginos, however, the ones that are planted in gardens, al das la'ochlam chayin, with the intention of eating them raw, b'sharviteim, with the pods, that the pea pods that are cultivated in gardens, there the intention is not just to eat the peas, but to eat the pods also. Afilu kisha'ochel ha'sharvitim l'chod, even when he eats just the pods, yesh levarich bari pri ha'adama, he should make the bracha bari pri ha'adama. The Kitzur is making the distinction over here, that peas that are cultivated in gardens, if they're especially cultivated to be eaten, we assume the intention of the person planting them is that it should be the ikra pri, the main part of the fruit is not just the peas, but the pods also. Pea pods that are cultivated in gardens, the intention is equally for the pods as much as it is for the peas. However, if they grow out in the field, they're not particularly cultivated in a garden, but they're just grown like any other vegetable out in the field, then we would assume that the main intention is for the peas, and the pods were just secondary. He might have meant they should just dry up. They weren't necessarily the main product of the pea pods that are grown in the field. And therefore, on the pods grown in the fields, the pod is considered secondary. On a pod grown in a garden, the pod is considered to be the part of the ikar pri, part of the main part of the fruit, and it would be ha'adama. That's the distinction the Kitzur makes, and Rav Moshe Feinstein also goes with this distinction that pea pods grown, cultivated, especially in the garden, would be ha'adama. Pods grown out in the field would be shehakol. And again, if he's eating them with the peas, then the bracha on the peas would exempt the pods. So hadama the peas would exempt the pods. Let's see halacha yud. Garinim shalperos, the pit of a fruit, the seeds of a fruit. Imhe misukim, if they're sweet, if they're edible, they have they're not bitter, they're considered relatively sweet. Mivarch aleihen bari pri ha'adama. He would make the bracha bari pri ha'adama, that the seeds of a fruit, sweet seeds, are considered to be secondary to the fruit, and therefore, if the fruit is ha'etz, a regular fruit which is ha'etz, the seeds of that fruit would be ha'adama. They're considered to be secondary to the fruit. Aval garinim hamarim einim nachshavim klal. However, a bitter pit or a bitter seed is not choshev at all. That has no importance as a food. V'im ochlon kach eino mivarech aleihem klal. So much so that if he eats a bitter seed, he would not make a bracha at all. A bitter seed eaten in that state, he would not make a bracha at all. That's not considered to be enjoying the seeds if the seeds are bitter. V'im miskon al yidei ha'ar v'kadoma. However, if you sweeten them through using heat, some cooking method, mvarch aleihem shehakol, then the bracha would be shehakol. So the kitzur is saying over here, if one had the seed of a fruit which was bitter, it's not considered to be getting enjoyment from it by eating it in that state, in the bitter state. If he sweetened it by cooking or roasting the seeds, then because he had no intention for these seeds, in the Gemara's terminology, lo nati adaita tahach, he didn't plant the fruits for bitter seeds, that's not considered to be a pri at all. That's not considered to be a fruit at all. And on bitter seeds, even though they were sweetened by roasting or by cooking, the bracha bisha hakol, they would not even be a ha'adama because they're not considered to be part of the fruit because he didn't plant it for that purpose. Because we say in halacha, lo nati adaita tahach, he didn't plant it for bitter seeds, they would not be considered a fruit, they would be shehakol. Let's see halacha yet aleph. Shkedim hamarim. If you have bitter almonds that are, when they mature, they are bitter. Kishehin ketanim, when they're smaller, shaz ikra achilason hiaklipa, she'en amara, when they're smaller, that the main thing they're eaten for is the peel, she'en amara, which is not bitter, that these almonds, which when they mature they're bitter, when they're smaller, he intends to eat the peel of the almonds. Va'aldas kein notin osan. Not only is it edible, but he intends for that. The person who plants these bitter almonds, he intends to eat the peel in the immature state, in the small state. Mavarach alein bori priha eitz. He would make the bracha bori priha eitz. Because the person intended when he planted these almonds to eat them with the peel in the immature state, in the young state, that's considered to be that he planted it for that purpose, and that's considered the ikra pri, the main part of the fruit. He would make ha'etz on the peel of the young almond. Ukashem gedolim, and when these almonds mature and they get big, shaz ikra ha'achila hu mashibifnim, that then the main thing that they're eaten for is the inside of the fruit, fuhumar. Once they mature, then it loses some of the ability to eat the klipa, to eat the peel, and it becomes that the main part of the fruit which is eaten is the inside, the nut itself. So if the nut itself is bitter, the kitzur says, im ochlan kach einu mevarech klal. If he eats it in that state, in the bitter state, he does not make a bracha. Similar to what we said in the halacha before this, if one would eat the seeds of a fruit that are bitter, he does not make a bracha. Also, by these almonds, when they mature, and he eats the fruit itself and it's very bitter, he would not make a bracha. That's not considered to be enjoying the fruit. Aval im miskan ayideo ora dover acher. However, if the almond in its mature state, if he sweetened it, if he made it more tasty through fire, through roasting it, or some other means of making it tastier, if he took the mature almond, which was bitter, and he sweetened it to the point that it was now more tasty. Kaven de pri ninu, since it is a pri, since the almond is a fruit, it's a fruit of the tree, v'gam adas ke notin osen, and also the intention in planting the almond is to eat it in its mature state when it's roasted or it's sweetened. Mevarch alein bori pri ha'etz, he would make the bracha bori pri ha'etz. So on the young almonds that he's eating the peel, it would be ha'etz. He's planting it for the young almonds when they're immature, he eats the peel. And the mature state, when they get bigger, he intends to sweeten them with roasting and eat them in the mature state. And therefore, that's also considered to be ikra pri, the main part of the almond tree. So either in the young state when he eats the peel, or the mature state when he eats the fruit itself through roasting, either one of those considered to be the ikra pri, the main part of the fruit, and you make the bracha bari pri ha'etz. The kitzur continues. Shkedim ha-mechupin b'tzukar. Almonds that are coated with sugar. You have a sugar-coated almond. Apal pisha tzukar hu harov. Even though the sugar is the majority, and we'll see more in Siman Nun Daled, that's the discussion of the halachas of ikra v'tafel. If you have the main food and a secondary food, eating two foods together, one is more important than the other. So one way of determining what's the ikra, what's the tafel, what's the main food, what's the secondary food, sometimes we'll look at which one is the rov, which one is the majority. But in this case, with the sugar-coated almond, even though the sugar is more than the almond, mikol makom mevarchen aleihem bari pri ha'etz, still the bracha would be bari pri ha'etz. Whenever you have a sugar-coated almond, so we look at the fruit is considered to be the ikur, the main food here, and the coating, even though it's the majority, the coating is just to enhance the fruit itself, the almond or whatever sugar-coated fruit that you covered, and therefore by a sugar-coated almond, it would retain its bracha of ha'etz, even though the sugar is the rov, is the majority. The calamus, which is like a plant that grows in wetlands, it's like a reed, something which is not a fruit, mechupa b'tzukar, and it's coated with sugar. Mevarchen rak shahakol. The bracha would be shahakol. Ki akalmus eno pri. The calamus is not considered to be a fruit. This calamus is not considered to be a fruit itself. It's just edible when it's coated with some sort of sweetener. So the coated calamus is never considered to be a fruit. It would just get the bracha of the sugar. It's considered like almost like you're eating sugar. And therefore, you make shahakol on the sugar. So therefore, the chilek, the distinction the kitzur is making here is if a fruit is covered with sugar, even though the fruit is less than the sugar, even though the sugar is the majority, it's considered that you're still eating it for the fruit, and it would get the bracha of ha'etz. If you have something which is not a fruit, and it's covered with sugar, we look at that like you're eating sugar, and the bracha would be shahakol.